Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and Classic Soul. Now, if you miss seeing Sheree Whitfield on TV, we've got some great news. The former Real Housewives of Atlanta star is going to appear tonight on TV1's docu-series Life After, airing tonight, 8 o'clock, and back-to-back episodes at 8:30. I've got her on the line right now. Let's just get to it. What have you been up to since the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Oh, my gosh. Since then, Off of not being on Real Housewives, I've been just really focusing on, you know, my family and being a mom. And, you know, that just took so much away from my life and my kids' life that, you know, I've just been really focusing on that and, you know, really into fitness and, you know, working on that and enjoying life, really.
So how old are your kids?
Oh, my gosh. I have three kids, and the youngest is 13. I have my son is now 17. He's a senior in high school, getting ready to go to college. So we're prepping for that. And then my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's in her 20s.
Wow. So I guess you're staying pretty busy, huh?
Yeah, they keep me very busy because I keep my kids active. So keep them active, keep them out of trouble.
Right. True that. So you say you've got a secret. You've got something you want to tell us, that what you've been up to. You got something in the works that you want to share with our Foxy listeners?
You know what? When I would definitely keep you guys posted. Right now, I've just been, you know, digging really deep and soul searching and just figuring out what I really want to do. And I can tell you that, you know, one of the things would definitely be involve health and fitness, because I'm really, that's my true passion. So that's definitely one of them. But I'll let you guys know, but it will be something really good.
So do you ever think you'd do another reality TV show?
I don't know. You know, I like to never say never. So, I mean, I think if the right situation came around with the right, you know, production team and the right concept, then I may be open to it. Mm-hmm. I've had people, you know, come to me, you know, about doing different things, and those were not a good fit. So up until now, I haven't found anything that I would, you know, that I would want to do.
So what's on your bucket list? I mean, I'm pretty sure you've got a list of things that you really want to do and you're very passionate about. What are some of the things you want to accomplish that you haven't accomplished yet?
I'm passionate about health and fitness. So I really want to help women, you know, of all ages, young girls, older women. I just be fabulous. I want to help them, you know, build their self-esteem and, you know, help them work out and, you know, just live a better, healthier life, happier life. I like traveling. You know, it's some places that I want to go that I have not been. I've been to a lot of places. It's still so many other places I want to go. I want to visit. I have a few things on my bucket list, but those are my main focuses right now. Just really trying to, you know, inspire other people to, you know, get healthy and be healthy and live longer lives and just a healthy living thing. And, you know, trying to get my son off to college. And, you know, I'll be an empty nester in 3.5 years. I'm not counting down or anything, but in 3.5 years, I'll be an empty nester so I can do all my traveling and stuff.
So let me ask you this about this Chateau Cherie. Did you ever finish, you know, decorating the house? What's going on with the house? Because, I mean, we were sitting back waiting. Okay, when are we going to see this house?
What y'all waiting for? Everybody is talking arms about my house.
I mean, you've got nice style, you've got nice taste, and people watch what you do. They emulate what you do. You know, like you say, you want to help people. Like, oh, I like her idea about, you know, decorating this way or decorating that way. I mean, you've got it. Believe it or not, you got a lot of influence on some viewers.
I do, and that's what I love about it. That's one of the things I love about being on Housewives. And again, design, and you know, that's another passion of mine. And this house is just, you know, it's a monster. It's been, you know, I've had my ups and downs with it, you know, with some of the contractors, and but you know, I feel like I'm taking my time. I'm not in a rush, but when it's done, trust me, I am going to share it with everybody. But I just don't feel like I'm not in a rush. It's my dream home, and it's something that, you know, I'm really picky. So as far as like picking out, you know, what's going into the house, it's just taking some time.
Right.
So I want it to be right.
You want it to be right. I hear you. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Well, tonight, Sheree Whitfield on TV1 on Life After, 8 o'clock and 8:30. Any final words you'd like to leave our Foxy listeners?
Sheree Whitfield, I will be tweeting live, so they can check me out. They can tweet me, let me know what they're thinking, if they have any questions. And my Twitter handle is I Am Sheree.
All right. Sheree Whitfield tonight on TV1's Life After. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, because you are one busy lady, no doubt about it.
I am. Thank you so much for having me.